Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, Talk Radio, you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. Again, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Conan, how was your week? Mine was COVIDious.
Well, I had a very productive yesterday. I was very happy with the work I got done outside working on my tan. I understand that you actually pay people to tan you.
Yes, well,
I just go outside and do some work, and it's...
There are wasps and bees and stuff in my backyard that I don't like contending with. I mean, generally they leave me alone, but I don't like them buzzing around me. And they're very curious, and I have very flowery-looking hair. It's easier just to... Plus, you got to sit there in the sun for hours. You can otherwise.
Well, that's why. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't just go out there and sit.
Yeah.
I would have to do something. And, you know, reading is hard because it's so bright. And of course, you have your insect problem. But in my eye, I do have some. I have a wasp nest right on the side of my house that needs to go because it's in front of my camera.
Ooh.
So basically, I have just these huge bulbous bodies crawling across my screen, you know, every 30 seconds. So I got to do something about that. That's not, it's kind of hard to see who's walking up my front porch whenever there's a big old bug in the way.
Yeah, but that sounds kind of horrifying to watch.
I was reading some comments about our particular incident. First of all, we're down hosts because of, you know, something that took place that you can't talk about.
Sure. Well, I can tell people what happened. We were raided, I was arrested, and then...
We're down two.
Yes.
And of
Ian
course,
and
for,
nobody
for, a couple, for what, at least one day we were down everybody, but then, you know, we got back up and running. But now, of course, Mark comes back to save the day, Super Mark, and he may or may not have brought something with him, or it might have come from another co-host. And,
well,
we're dropping like flies.
The likeliest explanation is that it came from Michael Hampton. Because he was the one who tested positive, and he's the one who's always in and out of hospitals and stuff. And from there, it spread to Mark and the captain, and then from Mark to me. But I was more or less okay. There was only one day that it was really bad, and it was just extreme fatigue and soreness.
Right.
To the extent that I actually had to get my boss to close for me and let me go home early.
Wow, you actually,
yeah.
I mean, here you are taking one for the team, doing all the work that you're doing, only just dreaming about what days off felt like.
Yeah.
How long ago was the last day off? Except for your tanning, of course. That was that was an hour at least, right? Or 20 minutes or how long?
10 minutes, Tom.
Oh, really? That's not, well.
That's the point. You know, you can either spend hours standing in the sun or you can just go tan for 10 minutes and get it done that way. I prefer that way. It saves me time.
So one of the comments that I saw, of course, is I can't believe, you know, they've been open. Non-social distancing, non-masking for an entire year.
Yes.
And it's taken that long for them to finally get something.
Yes. And
that's not all of us, because I'm still good to go.
That something was me losing my sense of loss, my sense of taste and smell, which is annoying, but not a huge problem, and being tired and very sore for one day.
Yeah.
And I went home that Friday night, rested, woke up Saturday feeling fantastic.
Right. You know, and I was thinking about it on the way here today. You remember the good old days? You know, back in the day?
You mean before the pandemic?
Before the plandemic.
Yeah.
It just took over everyone's minds, turned everyone into maskies, turned everyone into crazy people. You remember back in the day when someone in the office would get sick? And the whole office would get sick.
Yeah.
And it was just like a normal thing. It's like, yeah, someone got sick. I'm just counting the hours until I get the sniffles and then I get the aches and I just don't want to come in. And I, you know, and the boss is all fretting and the boss is running around. So you better not get sick.
I mean, this happened at at my place of work just a few weeks before, like last February, I think it was, where one person got the flu. It spread to almost the entire staff.
Right.
And we were all, several of us were sick for weeks. But this, I don't know, peers who have gotten anyone sick as a result of me working despite having COVID-19.
Well, it's herd humanity. I mean, it's how that works.
Sure.
There's a reason why I haven't gotten sick. I can't even remember the last time I got sick. Like sick. Like fever, you know, over a decade ago.
See, mine was last February, but that was the first time that I had been sick in a very, very long time.
But you smoke.
Yes.
And I think the last time I got sick a decade ago was because I happened to be smoking, wouldn't you know? Oh, I also worked third shift. Or crazy, nasty hours, and you're kind of in the same boat. You would get home at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock or something?
Oh, I wish I could get home as early as 1 o'clock.
So you might,
Thursdays, I usually get home by 1:30 to 2 o'clock, but on Fridays, Saturdays, it's closer to 3 a.m.
Do you get vitamin D from them tanning beds? And do you get enough of it?
I smoke outside on my back porch, so I spend a fair bit of time still outside on my back porch.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got chairs out there. I've got, you know, portable speakers. I just sit out there chilling. Usually for about like half an hour before work or something like that. So getting vitamin D that way. Plus, I drive a convertible
and
it's warming up. So,
well, I mean,
it's finally warm enough to let, you know, the tops down. I hate that about other people in convertibles, man. They'll drive around in sweaters with their tops down. I'm like, do you realize how stupid you look for the sake of trying to look cool?
You mean their sweaters and their masks?
Yeah. It's 40 degrees outside, dude. Put your top up. Stop being ridiculous. It isn't that important to look cool.
Yeah.
So, speaking of things that look cool, you mentioned that you have a meme of the week.
Yeah, you know what? It's actually, it started, let me pull this up. It started last week. And I do like to bring these funny memes to the table whenever I stumble across them. But basically what happened, Jordan Peterson, who I'm a fan of. I like the guy. I like his, the way he thinks. A particular writer, Ta-Nehisi Coates, who I think wrote for The Atlantic. He's also written lots of, you know, interesting articles and whatnot. He leans a certain way. Now he's getting into the comic book industry, and he's actually, as I understand it, is working on the next Superman.
Okay.
Which is interesting because a lot of people have speculated that if Nahisi is in charge, it's going to be a woke Superman, even more woke than the Snyder cuts that we've seen.
I don't know anything about that. I keep seeing people talking about the Snyderverse or whatever that is. What in the hell are people talking about?
Well, he did direct The Last Justice League.
I didn't watch any of the DC movies.
I can't. I guess he did a lot of work on it. He did a lot of the film, and then someone else edited it.
Okay.
And supposedly it ruined his vision, and so he came out. He's been working on it for 2 years, and of course he's had all of the information, all of the backlash, and all of the comments that have been made for 2 years of what fans thought and what they wanted to see. And so he took all of his footage and basically cut a 4-hour. DC, the last film, he recut it and put all his footage in and actually redid things and actually had actors come back and to update lines and whatnot. 4 hours. I actually watched it.
And what was the point of doing this? To give people what they were asking for?
He felt snubbed. That he didn't get to edit his own footage. Someone in the comments, tell me what exactly happened. But or call in, actually. It's a talk show radio. Call in and tell me what Snyder actually did. But anyways, I think his wife produced it. He cut it. And it takes characters in a different direction. Some characters, like the android character, Cyborg, gave him like an extra 40 minutes of footage that he didn't have in the previous movie. So really fleshed out his character. It just really turned it. And of course Snyder is renowned for his slow-mo scenes where everything's just walking in slow, and you got some You got some iconic music playing. It's just...
I've never seen any of them, so this is all strange to me.
You don't have time to watch movies, so I mean, I don't even know why you're even... I don't even know you're even asking me about it. But anyways, when we get back, we're going to cover Ta-Nehisi Coates and his new venture into comic book writing and his new supervillain.
Take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. And I'm trying to confirm it with Rogers Campground. Couldn't get them on the phone today. Evidently, they close at 2 o'clock, and I was busy up until 2 o'clock, so I wasn't able to. We're going to be at Fork Fest, though. We've been talking about, we've been planning it. I mean, when it comes down to it, Fork Fest, realistically, it's Free Talk Live's event. I mean, no one is in charge, no one controls it, but we're the ones, I think we're the exclusive promoters of it. And we're going to be there, because we have to be there. Well, I want to be there, but I think Free Talk Live should be there. June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we will also be at. But ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. You can also connect with other attendees using the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Now, we're talking about memes here. Somehow, during the break, we ended up getting into a discussion about Gothic 3. And, you know, you said not to, but I'm really tempted to go home
and
play it.
Don't do Gothic. Do Enderal, the game I covered last week, the game of the week.
But see, Gothic, I know what I'm getting into, and I can sink an hour into it tonight and then be fine.
And then never play it again?
Yes.
If that's what you're going to do...
That's probably what I'm going to
just
do.
Just watch... I'll find that YouTube video watch. A re-review, a nostalgic re-review... Of a player coming back to Gothic 3, basically what you want to do. And he says, this is a game I grew up with. This is a game that I loved so much and spent so many hours in. And we're still on, of course, aren't we? And I wanted to do exactly what Arya is saying she's going to do. Played it for an hour, and I'm never going back again because nostalgia is a real butt kicker sometimes. Somehow or another, and by the way, that's what I've been doing during this whole lockdown nonsense. I've been going back. I've been playing my classics. I've been dusting them off. And of course, and most of these I have physical copies too, but I don't even have a CD player anymore. So I don't even know a CD-ROM.
I don't either.
So I'm just getting them on Steam as they come on sale. Yeah, I have my wish list. It's huge. It's like 100 games in there or something. But yeah, I think I played older games.
Three when it was on sale as well. Because, like you said, I had a disc for it, and I'm pretty sure I still had the disc somewhere, but what's good is that?
It's discs, too, isn't it? It's probably more than one.
I think it was just one.
It might be they might have DVD-ROMs whenever when 3 came out.
But for those who don't know, Gothic 3, for its time, was one of the most graphically stunning games out there. I mean, today, it's still comparable to Skyrim.
It is. It's good looking, if you can get it to run.
And it was made in, like, 2006 or something like that. It's way older than Skyrim.
And, of course...
But it is a... terribly optimized mess.
It is. It's very glitchy. They're all glitchy. And by the way, German company. Guess who also makes Enderal? It's a German company.
Oh, really?
Something about the way that they think. I like how they make games. I like some Russian games, too. But, no, don't do it.
I don't know, man. I want to, but then I remember, like, simple things, like lighting a torch causes the game to just stop for, like, 30 seconds while it goes, wait a minute, we have to calculate of this lighting.
I think you just want to test out your new graphics card.
I don't have a new graphics card. Now, I've had that game on PC for a while, so pretty sure it can handle Gothic 3 easily. But, I mean, that's an issue with their engine, you know. No powerful computer is going to be able to fix what is essentially just bad optimization.
Correct. Speaking of hot messes, renowned Canadian psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson responded to a Marvel comic story arc that parodies his ideas with a series of mocking memes. The latest issue of Captain Marvel, or Marvel's Captain America, did I say Captain Marvel? Yeah, Captain America, written by the woke writer Ta-Nehisi Coates. The Red Skull long the Nazi-inspired nemesis of Captain, takes to the interwebs to explain his 10 rules for life, the feminist trap, and chaos and order, which is basically mocking Peterson's books as 12 rules for life. And what is the other one that he wrote? Has to do with the beyond order. And of course, okay.
So what part of this does Peterson hail from? I mean, The books that you're, I mean, the criticism of him are rewording his books to, give me the spoof titles again.
All right, so basically you have the Red Skull, who is a Nazi.
Okay.
He's just got a skull. He's the main nemesis of Captain America. And he embodies all Nazism and Stalin's communism.
I didn't watch the first Captain America movie. Was Red Skull in it?
It's probably one of the worst of the Marvels. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
I never cared much for it. But yes, the Red Skull was in it, played by the Agent Smith from The Matrix, whoever that guy is.
Okay.
With the big head.
Yeah.
So basically you have...
He's probably pretty good at playing Nazis too, because, I mean, that's what Agent Smith essentially was.
Whoever that actor is, he's good at a lot of roles that he's been in. I'm a fan, of course. So basically you have the Red Skull, and he's on a computer screen, and he is he's reaching out to his new minions. And, of course, he has 10 rules for life, and the feminist trap, and chaos, and order. This is all put together by Ta-Nehisi, and Peterson found out about it. And he tweeted out the caption, and he's like...
So let me make sure I'm following.
And he's like, is this me?
Ta-Nehisi is the guy who's making the next Superman.
He's writing, as far as I understand it, he is working on the new script.
Okay.
You know how movie scripts work.
So he's comparing Jordan Peterson's words to words of a Nazi?
He is comparing Jordan Peterson to a Nazi.
Okay.
He's comparing...
See, Jordan I don't know nothing about these figures, so...
He's comparing Jordan Peterson to Red Skull.
Okay.
Who is a villain. Which is...
I don't know anything about Jordan Peterson. I wish I did, but...
Wow, I didn't even realize. I didn't give you enough homework. Did you watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I didn't.
All right, so
how was I going to have the time to? When I was dying of COVID.
You had
Friday
10
night?
Minutes in that tanner to watch on your little streamer device there. You get an F today for your homework assignments. We'll keep that in the back burner. So basically, he responded, basically, is this me? Is this the level of woke that you've gone to that you hate me so much? So he turns it on his head. He and many memers across the land who probably have a Pepe the Frog somewhere in their arsenal of throwbacks. Basically, they have taken the Red Skull and they have attributed Jordan Peterson quotes, very inspired. You know, clean your damn room, and it's a picture of the Red Skull. And or when you're walking down the street and you see that stray cat, go and pet it. You know, things like that. Let me see if I can bring some of them up.
Okay, so this author attempted to compare Jordan Peterson to Red Skull, and fans of Jordan Peterson presumably thought this was just so moronic that they started taking some of Jordan Peterson's quotes and attributing them to Red Skull?
Correct.
Okay.
Just because it looks ridiculous to see a picture of Red Skull telling him to clean your room.
Or to go pet a stray cat.
You're going to pay a price for every bloody thing you do and everything you don't do. You don't get to choose not to pay a price. You get to choose which poison you're going to take. That's it. And it's a picture of Red Skull. Why would he say that?
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
Curfew set for 7 p.m. Central Time in parts of Minneapolis as well. The Dow falling 55 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News. The governor of Tennessee says there's a tragic situation developing after a school shooting with multiple victims in Knoxville. Governor Bill Lee saying not much is known, but police confirm it happened at Austin East Magnet High School this afternoon.
And ask for you all to, for those who are watching, to pray for that situation and for the families and the victims that might be affected.
One of the victims is a police officer, but authorities say he will be okay. The scene is no longer active, and the suspect is in custody. President Biden meeting with a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers at the White House on Monday. The main topic of discussion, infrastructure, and President Biden says,
I'm prepared to negotiate as to how the extent of my infrastructure project, as well as how we pay for it.
Republicans on the Hill saying the cost of the plan is too high and that Democrats are redefining infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line for you to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. I've got good news for people. I actually just added a thing to our stream deck allowing us to easily hit record and start and stop recording. My plan is to record each video segment of the show so that they can be uploaded individually, because people have a hard time consuming 3 hours of content, but a show segment uploaded by itself independently, much more consumable, much more shareable, much more likely to get people's attention, I think.
And the ease of uploading, will that make it more complicated? How about every hour?
I'm going to set up a system that will automatically do that for me. That's the plan, anyway. And then all we have to do is hit this button, and it will automatically be taken care of.
I think we're pretty good. Usually we try to keep things to a segment and or two or three.
Sure.
But usually the hours are pretty separate as well. So, I mean, if you wanted to do three segments of 1 hour each, that might work as well.
Well, 1 hour is still a huge commitment for most people who are just browsing Facebook or whatever while they're sitting on the bathroom.
In today's age, yes, it's, you know, we live in a time and...
Well, I don't have an hour to sit and watch Free Talk Live.
Most people are listening on the way to work, at the gym, you know, when just driving around. I mean, I listen to a 3-hour, 2 3-hour podcasts every week only while I'm working. I'll be holding off. I'll be sitting there sweating, wanting to listen to see what's up. And I'm like, no, but I got work tomorrow. And that's the perfect time to listen to a 3-hour long podcast. That's when it makes sense. I think you are misjudging the ability of, especially some of our listeners who can just sit and just veg out.
I mean, there's no doubt there are people out there who can listen to a 3-hour show. But what I want to do is make Free Talk Live more accessible to people.
Try it out and see how it works. And,
exactly.
And as long as you can see, you'll be able to see like the downloads and the actual viewership of these different segments, so you'll know if it works.
Right. I'm going to keep them on YouTube, I think, for the time being.
Are we going to get back on YouTube?
Yes. We are in the middle of a 14-day ban from YouTube because of, quote, medical misinformation that was put out on a night with the captain, Peakless Mountaineer, and Melanie. I don't know what was said. Like I said, I don't have 3 hours to sit and watch Free Talk Live, so I did not watch the video in question.
Did it have something to do with the coof?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
We talked, well, but it basically, compared to the comments that I'm watching, looking at, we're misinformation in every single night. We've already done it tonight.
Probably. I don't think we have tonight.
Maybe it was during a break we were talking about the Rona.
But YouTube has banned us for that. Well, not banned us. They gave us a strike on our channel. 3 of those, and they delete your channel. So
It
is inevitable that we're going to hit 3 strikes.
One of my channels got up to 2 strikes one time.
We got a warning back in November. Then we got a strike.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next strike is a 30-day ban, or it may be a 60-day ban. But it's supposed to expire either tonight or tomorrow. So we should be back on YouTube tomorrow, at which point I will be uploading these clips.
Wow.
And seeing how that goes.
We are on enough other platforms that I don't think it's all that big of a deal.
Except
the reach that we'll lose. But then people just go to DLive or they go to Twitch. We're on Twitch, right?
What I want to see is a program specially made for us that automatically takes all of those chats. Because all of these live streams are getting chats. And we're only watching DLive and Twitch, right? We're not watching what people are saying on YouTube or Facebook. I want a single program specially made for us that monitors all those chats and puts them in one place for us, along with the logo of where they came from.
Yeah, I sometimes will see a video and I'll see the chats for the first time, and this is 3 days later.
Yeah.
And someone was asking a question. It's like I wasn't even looking at that chat room. I don't know. I was monitoring.
Well, we're streaming to like 12 different places. There's just no way for us to monitor all of those.
Yeah.
We have to get them funneled into one chat window.
I agree. That would be nice.
Yeah, because people love interacting with us. Like someone on Twitch just said we should get on Library. We are, in fact, already on Library. Every episode of Free Talk Live that goes onto YouTube is automatically backed up to Library. The issue is that we haven't been on YouTube for the last 13 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people were asking me about that. I was like, you just stopped doing the show again?
No, we'll be back. We're just banned at the moment.
Banned hammer.
And it's going to happen again. Like I said, YouTube, the sword of Damocles is hanging over it, and it's going to happen. What can you do, though?
I'm not going to change the way that I live.
I'm not either. I mean, I'm not going to change what we say.
I mean, I won't say cuss words and stuff if you don't want me to. But, you know, as far as...
Well, you can on Free or Talk Live.
Misinformation? No. No, I'm going to keep on preaching the truth. Because I'm a truther. A truther.
On this subject, I have something here from Fox News. Critics erupt on Fauci after he says to not eat indoors even after getting the vaccine. Now, I'm not getting the vaccine. At this point, it's kind of pointless. I just had COVID, and by the time I'm susceptible to COVID again, everyone will be vaccinated, except people like you and me, Conan, who just aren't.
And a lot of other people.
Possibly.
But
I work with a lot of people who are anxious to get the vaccine. Some of them are already getting it. What's weird to me is watching them ask each other, did you get Pfizer or Moderna? Like,
or Johnson & Johnson. And by the way, If they were to hold a gun to my head and says, you're getting a vaccine, I would get Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I think I would, too, because it's the one that doesn't do gene therapy, right?
It's the classic, attenuated, old-school style vaccine.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. I mean, that's time-tested, mother-approved, right?
By the way, our governor, I just saw a stupid video of him basically driving down the streets. It was like a parade at his vaccine
He is overweight.
He got the Johnson & Johnson. And I have feelings about where he really stands in the world, you know, what he's really up to. I think he's a lower elite. And he knows something.
I tend to think you're correct. I mean, I know he enjoys having the power that he's got.
Oh, he loves
Facebook,
it.
He was just recently commenting in that thread that you were talking about regarding the Free State Project. Someone took a screenshot of it where he was saying, it takes these guys months to put together a hot dog party. Do you really think I should give legislative control authority to produce executive orders?
To these clowns? Like, yeah. Cause that's
the point. They're supposed to take forever doing things. That keeps them from getting stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
That's a feature, not a bug.
That is the point. That's the point. But, yeah, basically, for everyone outside of the state, our legislators are combating. They are trying to create legislation that will prevent what happened last year.
Really?
This governor, I think he administered like 80. I think they're up to 80 emergency executive orders.
There are a bunch of them for something that is clearly not an emergency.
Correct. I mean, maybe for the 2 weeks. But then after that, I mean, once the hospitals were not overburdened, like what the original shutdown was for, people should have been waking up to reality. But no, he's one after the, it seems like every week he was calling out another one. And some of the legislators, some of the right-leaning legislators in control are questioning this dude's power. He's like, you can't just keep creating a new order every single week. That's our job. And it's supposed to take a long time. It's supposed to be a hot dog fest. Actually, no, it's supposed to be a hot dog, the sausage making. No one really understands what's taking place in the back room. And that's kind of the point.
Yeah,
it's supposed to take a long time. We're supposed to fight. We're supposed to bicker. We're supposed to, you know, talk to research, people of research who have been there, done that. And no, it's not up to the king. We're not supposed to have a damn king.
It should not be up to His Excellency Governor Sununu. That is absolutely sure. It's frustrating watching him just extend these executive orders, extend the, quote, state of emergency week after week after week, because there's like a 3-week limit on a state of emergency in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That's there for a reason. But what does that 3-week limit matter if all he has to do is create a new executive order extending the state of emergency?
Silly.
It's completely pointless. It's just like the U.S. debt ceiling. You know, it's there, sure, it exists, but they're just going to raise it
again.
So why is it even there? Can we drop the pretense?
It's to give us slaves hope. Yeah. It's like in 3 weeks he's gonna lift the boot. He's gonna lift the hammer and he's gonna release us back into the wild. Oh, praise Excellency Sununu. 3 weeks comes. Oh, he extended another 3 weeks. But we can last it. We can do it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. I've been sitting here twiddling with this knob for the last 45 minutes only to realize that I keep putting on the wrong pair of headphones, and that's why the volume is not changing.
Stop twiddling with your knob, Aria. We got a show to do.
It's been a busy day, man. Just before the show, I was in a meeting with Mark and the guy designing our website, and ultimately I was like, guys, I got to go. I've got more stuff I have to do before the show starts. Mm-hmm. Man, it's...
I took a nap. How you like that?
Not very much, man.
How you like me now? Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com.
Thank you so much. Now, someone on DLife has asked about Rick Blood and Cheshire TV. What is going on there?
So, I've been a member, or I was a member of Cheshire. Actually, I'm still a member, but from a distance.
You were on the board, right?
I was actually on the board for a couple of years of a basically a local community cable station here in Keene.
Didn't Daryl vote yes on your removal?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So, I uploaded many, many hundreds of hours of content, whether it be news and or my own podcast or my own television shows to this station, and basically the only people who are watching are old people. It's, you know, they don't even have a streaming service yet, and I don't know that they ever will. So I started slowing down.
That was the first time I met you, by the way, was when you were at Cheshire TV and I came by to do my little 5-minute video for the city council thing.
That was a very popular program that a lot of people, I got a lot of good comments, and requests to do one every single year. Basically, I gave all of the, representatives, on the ballot to come in and do a 5-minute spiel of why you should elect them. And it looked good. It was a good, they have good quality equipment there. And that's the first time I met Aria, and she got up there talking about Bearcats and whatnot, and with her red hair. I got snubbed by a couple of people, of course, and one of them is a guy who's in jail, but that's another story. But anyway, so Cheshire TV has always really been going up against the city in certain ways. The way that the station is funded is through a franchise fee. So basically, all cable subscribers in Keene pay a certain couple of pennies, you know, per month or whatever, to this franchise fee, and that is collected. This is a statewide. It's a countrywide regulation where, you know, this money is put aside if a municipality chooses to do so. And basically, some guy 15 years ago started a nonprofit. Got his hands on that money and used to fund this station. It's kind of a neat idea. So it's not tax, but it is taxes.
Okay.
Which I always had a problem with. And I was trying, when I was on the board, I was actually trying to move Cheshire TV in a direction where it would be fully self-sufficient, which it could be.
Sure.
Anyways.
I mean, plenty of cable companies are, right? Or cable channels, I mean.
Yeah. Well, this is true. But this is, it's a different beast. Because it's based on, you know, this franchise fee. I was not feeling it while I was on the board I was there for 2 years. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't think anything was going to happen. There were a couple of employees. There was one employee in particular that needed to go. I wanted to move and do different things. So got off the board. New, completely different board. We're making decisions, dealing with, you know, the issues that, you know, I couldn't deal with. Finally fired an individual, okay. And then that's when the hammer started falling. The old executive director came back. He's been roaming the world for like the last 5 years. He retired. He wasn't happy with the fact that this guy got fired. He wasn't happy that basically he lost his in.
Okay.
He lost his connection to his baby. This is what he created. So he started coming back. The COVID happened, so they started streaming the board meetings.
Right.
So now everyone is able to participate when they weren't before. And no one would ever come to these meetings. But now that they're being streamed, here he is on the other side of the world. He's participating. He's voting. He's making decisions and whatnot. And he didn't like some of the things that were being done. So he started a movement. And it basically got the entire board fired. And by the way, I came back just to be the secretary because they were having problems. They didn't understand the bylaws because they're convoluted. They're all over the place. I'm the only one who really understood what was going on. So I came back to help patch up the problems. I was on the board for a month and a half, and then I got fired. And then they hired, and I knew exactly what was going to happen when they replaced us with a new brand spanking new board, all their guys, all their, sure. their cohorts, they hired the guy back who got fired, fired for a reason, because he's an idiot. he's incompetent. All he does is talk, complain. They hired him back as the executive director. All right, so now where does it all stand? The city is going. There's two cities involved. One town and the city of Keene.
Swansea.
Swansea pulled out immediately. They're like, no, you're not getting our money anymore. They pulled out. There's $5,000 a month right there. Now the city of Keene.
Their reason was, I remember seeing this. Their reason was that it was irregular and disgusting how they treated the board members or something like that, right?
And they just weren't getting their money's worth.
Well, of course not.
A lot of the board members who got fired were actually producers of content. And so I'm not producing any more content for that station. The chairwoman, she had a couple of shows. She pulled all of her content. And all of a sudden you have this channel. All they're really doing is taping the city meetings and the school meetings. That's it. Oh, and you're not even doing the school meetings anymore because, both the school and the city are, they're becoming more competent in their own right. They don't need Cheshire TV to film these this content for them. They could do it themselves. Why?
Well, it's also boring as hell content. Who wants to sit around watching a school board meeting or whatever?
I used to watch all of the city meetings.
Okay, retracted.
Back when I was crazy.
Like the city council meetings?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Those things could actually affect you, so I could understand that.
Well, and you would think, considering how much of my property tax goes to the school, that I would be more interested in what's going on there, but no one is. And they get a lot of money.
I bet they do.
So basically the city is, they're pulling out. They're like, we don't like how you're doing business. We're going to keep the money. So they just had a meeting a couple of days ago. I don't know where they stand at the moment. I could not care less. They could all burn.
So who is Rick Blood?
He's one of the employees.
Okay.
Who voted we're buddies. We're Facebook buddies at least.
Okay.
He voted to fire me.
Did Daryl.
Daryl.
That was shocking.
Daryl, he has an issue with like what I would say strong women.
Yeah.
He can get taken for a ride very easily. I think that's exactly what happened. The old executive director's daughter got involved, and she is just a snake in the grass. There's a word for that I can't use because, you know, polite.
Sure.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I can't use that word. She's a snake, and but she's pretty. And I think she got a whole. She talked to me for a whole damn hour one night trying to get me to turn on my board members. She was trying to get information. She was trying to weasel it out of me. She wanted me to turn on to backstab my fellow board members. And I said she could shove off. I think she got to Daryl. She got into that, and Daryl knew that I was on the board too. Daryl, and by the way, he did not vote to fire me. He voted to fire everyone before me, and then as soon as it got to my turn, he logged off.
Oh, I thought he voted to fire you.
No,
I thought okay.
He's a coward. Coward. Daryl, you're a coward, man. I don't want to talk to you ever again. I don't know what happened to you, man, but you lost it. I know what happened to him. Strong woman.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, I'm at least glad to hear he didn't vote for your removal. I was under the impression that he did. So, man, it's surprising there's so much drama around this small-time local cable station.
Biggest meeting we ever had. Ever.
I bet. I mean, the whole board got fired, so it's got to be a pretty big meeting.
It was crazy. It was a crazy, upsetting meeting, and you know what? They could shove off. The whole place could burn. I don't care.
It sounds like they're dying for sure now. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.